This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and there's a new event rolling into the Gold Coast, or almost the Gold Coast, this weekend, welcoming everyone in our rainbow communities to come together for a family-friendly skate with some disco thrown in.
To tell us more about it, we are joined by Jasmine from Gay Skate Brisbane and Martin from Gold Coast Pride as we find out about the social side of the skate rink with Rainbow Skate this Sunday.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Jasmine, let's kick off with you. How did Gayscape Brisbane come about?
It is a historical event in Australia, but in Brisbane, it used to run in Red Hill Skate Arena, starting in about 1982. So that wasn't me, obviously. And then about 10 or 12 years ago, my skate rink owner just mentioned to me that this thing had existed, and I was really fascinated by that. And I thought, let's do it. And it's been popular ever since.
That's so awesome. Well, Martin, how did Gold Coast Pride and Gay Skate Brisbane come together to get the rainbow skate happening?
It was actually Jasmine reached out to us on social media. We're always looking for other events. Obviously, we have Gold Coast Pride in June, which is our big event of the year, but we're always looking for other things to thread in throughout the year. And something that's more family-friendly, would meet sort of a broader age group, is sat really well with us. And, it was just something we kind of jumped on board and said, let's go for it and make this happen. So
something I'm a little confused about, all right? We've got Jasmine from Gayscape Brisbane, Martin from Gold Coast Pride, and I'm looking at the details for the Rainbow Skate Gold Coast, and it's saying it's in New South Wales. What's going on?
Oh, my God. This has been, the biggest drama.
It's an all-inclusive event, what can we say?
It's very inclusive. But there's an amazing skate rink at Tweed called Epic, and they're really supportive of our community, and they actually approached me to run a gay skate or to help run one there. And then that's how the partnership was born. Yeah, I guess that in reality, it's only just a little hop, skip and a jump.
And yes. A great venue.
They're in Tweed Heads, which is kind of right on the border.
Yes.
So the challenge for us has been educating people on, it's actually 5 till 7, but if you're in New South Wales, it's...
No, it's not.
It's
that
not,
day.
But it will be on Sunday. It'll be back to 5 till 7 on Sunday.
Yeah, because daylight saving, the confusion of daylight saving. I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to just getting back to regular links and times with everybody after this weekend.
It'll be very funny if people are rolling up an hour early or an hour late. Maybe it'll just be a long rolling evening.
Hey, the more skate, the better, I reckon.
Well, yeah. It is definitely a rolling time. Why do you think it is that people in our communities are so drawn to skating as an inclusive way to break down barriers in our community?
It's something I've thought about a lot, and we have t-shirts and things at Skating's Gay. I think our community and skating's always had a close tie, but I think it's something to do with the music, it's with community, it's makes you feel euphoric because you're doing a little bit of cheeky exercise. There's fashion, it's movement, there's lights. It's just, I don't know, it's exhilarating.
Martin, are you going to glam up and get your skates on?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead, to be fair. I'm representing Gold Coast Pride on the day. I'm also a photographer on the side, so I'll be bringing my camera. So I will be kitted out for that. So probably not so much with the rainbow stuff. leave that to people who do it better.
Now, we love an inclusive event, and we know that sometimes not everyone is as keen to get on the skates as others. Is there going to be other activities? Is this an event for everyone? Can you come and just boogie on the sidelines?
Absolutely. There's always a lot of snacking. Skate rinks usually have some pretty great snacks, lots of areas for spectating because it is a spectacle to watch people. There's some really, really amazing, talented and skilled skaters that love an audience. A lot of games and speed skates, a little bit of a thrill. and it is all ages, all people. It's wholesome yet fun. So you get that. I think of it like a rainbow light disco, like the blue light disco, but yeah. Fun. So you can come if you've got kids. I have kids, so you can come with your kids, with your neighbors, with your. We have people up to 80 years old, and then also, obviously a lot of parents, partners, and friends that do just come and hang out. And I've seen a lot of friendships be formed. And I think like the skate rink, that's the type of role it plays in our community. It's just a really comfy, relaxed place to hang out and have a chit chat and some hot chips.
And it is free to attend for anyone who's not skating. So we've actually got a discount on the skate package, including skate hire, which is a discount rate. And then anyone who wants to spectate and just have fun. It's free to attend. So,
well, I'm one of those skaters that I love to skate more than I'm not a rollerblader. I'm a roller skater, but stopping is always an interesting thing. So thank God for the rink and the walls to kind of stop me when I need to keep on going. And if you're in Queensland, if you're on the border of Queensland and New South Wales at Tweed Heads this Sunday near Gold Coast Airport, remember everyone, daylight saving is over, why not give Rainbow Skate a try?
You can find out all the details via social media by following GC Rainbow Communities or Gay Skate Brisbane on Instagram.
We'll be sure to share those on the Joy Breakfast socials as well.
Jasmine and Martin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a great time skating on Sunday and, hope no one gets any injuries. Bruised knees. I feel like bruised knees and skating is hand in hand.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be filled with rainbow instead of bruises. Have an absolutely wonderful time.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.